There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Just want to make a quick comment before we start. I got a text from John Dollarhide, actually a couple of them, and he encourages the support of local business. I totally agree. I totally agree with supporting local businesses. I like small businesses. You know, the businesses where when you are leaving the business, they don't. Small businesses don't say, receipt. I want to see your receipt. I need to see your receipt. They don't do that. Big businesses do that. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Sam's Club. I'm talking about Walmart. I'm talking about Lowe's. They do that. I have never been in a small business that has demanded to see a receipt. So I endorse supporting small businesses. But what I was talking about first hour is I really don't like going into large big box stores because I am not necessarily treated as someone who they want there. They want my money, but more often than I'd like, they don't trust me. Like Lowe's. Like Lowe's accosted my wife demanding to see her receipt for something that she just paid for a minute before. So the reason that I endorse shopping on the internet is you can shop on eBay and you can refine your search to your local area and you don't have to buy from those big box stores. I endorse supporting the small businesses. I endorse buying from your neighbors on Craigslist. I endorse that. But I don't necessarily like having to go to these big box stores where all they want is my money and they smile and they take my money and they're glad to see me out of there. This hour we're going to talk about action and balance with John Reagan and Alfio Lanuto. Welcome, John Reagan.
Hey, Vincent.
and Alfio Lanuto. Welcome.
Good morning, Vincent.
Al, you know, a lot is happening out your way, New Jersey, New York City, demonstrations, a couple police officers were killed. You know, we said this was coming. We said the people have had it. I don't necessarily believe it's all about Eric Garner and Michael Brown, two individuals that were killed by the police, but I think that was the rally point. That was why some of this has started. But I believe it's about the breaking point. I believe it's about people saying, this is out of control. The taxes, the tasing, the handcuffs, the gauntlets, the arrests, everything that's happening to even putting us in boxes in the airport at Syracuse, New York, when you want to leave the airport, they've got a one-way gauntlet. It's like an old phone booth used to be. You'd enter this little glass box, and you were trapped until you were let out of there. You know, there's something really, really wrong with this, the way we're treated as potential criminals everywhere we seem to be going. And I think people have snapped, and they've said, you know what? It's them. It's those guys. It's the ones who are telling us what to do. What we can do, they're telling us what we can't do, and what we will do, they will say, hands up, on the ground, put your hands behind your back, you're under arrest, license, registration, insurance card, you know, those kinds of things, pulling us over. People have finally just said, this is out of control. And now they're saying, it's those guys in those uniforms. Tell me I'm wrong. Al, what do you think?
Well, I share your opinion. And before, I think first and foremost, Vincent, I personally believe we should be. I personally want to extend my condolences, and really we all should, send our condolences and thoughts and prayers to the families of these two slain police officers, Rafael Ramos and Wenxian Lui. Recognize that despite all that we've just said, in every group, in any category of people, police officers, lawyers, clerics, judges, politicians, plumbers, there are good ones and bad ones. And these two individuals are people, too. They were somebody's family member, somebody's husband, someone's son, someone's father. And I think it's important to point out that that cannot be forgotten. All of us who found outrage in the loss of in the matter of Eric Garner, Michael Brown, and so many others. Those are just two of thousands across the country, and I think it's just become I want to call the poster child. But the loss of all human life is tragic, and all of us who found outrage in what's been going on over the course of years, not just recently, it just reached the breaking point, as you pointed out. All of us who found outrage and all of that ought to also find these cold-blooded murders against Officer Ramos and Officer Lui equally contemptible, and certainly no less, certainly not excusable in any way, shape, or form. What's interesting to note here is that this situation is just full of irony at several different levels, and some of it very dangerous and tragic. First of all, Officer Ramos, according to reports from his family, was one who actually, if we want to talk about the good people, the bad people in every group, and when we talk about the police being out of control and cops gone wild, we're talking about a group being told to do that, being trained to do that from above, not necessarily wanting to take it upon themselves and being conditioned to do that, but it's not necessarily in the call to action for change cannot be confused with any condemnation of any single police officer who hasn't necessarily done anything wrong. And we had no reason to believe that these two individual officers were among the good ones. In fact, on the contrary, the family reports that Officer Ramos was among the sympathizers of the protesters. He was actually one who was wearing uniform, but sympathized with we the people and saying what we're doing is wrong. And we've spoken on your show before about how all too often those who are in uniform and actually sympathize with the people actually end up paying a very high price for it.
Yeah.
That seems to be the case here. Sometimes at the cop in Baltimore, you find a dead rat on his windshield. There's a warning, get in line or else. And sometimes the consequences are far worse. But Officer Ramos was not among them, at least from what we know. He was a sympathizer. Secondly, New York City. The fact that this occurred in New York City is really, really ironic because as bad as they got it in many cases, and certainly with the Eric Garner matter and countless others, there's no question about it, but there was finally a moment where there was commands from above, instructions from above, particularly from the mayor's office, to exercise restraint and to change the modus operandi of the police department. Had it yet completely taken effect? Had it yet completely trickled down, if we will, to every cop on the beat, everybody on every police officer on the ground to change his ways? No, of course not. I don't think we could go that far. But there was certainly an instruction from above, instruction from the city's office, from the mayor's office, and a completely different change, completely changed attitude that this has to, we have to change the course of this. This has to go in a different direction. We can't keep waging war against our own people. The fact that this happened in New York City is really ironic and tragic, as we'll get into more detail for, as we go on. And the third level of irony here, which is outright dangerous, is that the head of the police union and many other police leaders are using this, exploiting this, I should say, not just using this, exploiting this pure demagoguery, just like we accuse, just like we have called out many others who claim it to be a matter of race, as engaging in demagoguery here. The police are doing the exact, the leaders of the police, I should say, Lynch and other and company, and the head of the New Jersey troopers, who says, be especially careful, et cetera, wear bulletproof vests. Well, that only heightens the level of tension. And it's a particularly dangerous irony that they would, but it's completely expected, given what we have seen in the past, that this is actually a call to escalation. It's a call to an escalation of this contest between us and them, if we want to call it that, for lack of better expression. And that can only be expected to have the similar and escalated response from the public. And that is a very, very dangerous situation that we're in right now. The powder keg is now kindling and can explode. And what we have seen, we have said it before, but what we have seen this far, we expected to see it, if then this continues, this can only get far, far worse, with only the unthinkable happening and nothing good being able to come out of it. Returning to the first point, the first irony here, it's usually the good ones who pay for the bad ones, and that's certainly the case here. I mean, there was absolutely no reason to believe by anybody on this planet that these two cops were not among the good ones. They were nowhere around when Eric Garner's life was snuffed out of him. They were nowhere around when Michael Brown was shot dead in the street. They were not the prosecutors who orchestrated the police impunity for their murderous and heinous crimes against the public. In those two cases and so many other cases, the shooting of the 12-year-old boy in Cleveland, these are just recent ones. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. We could take up the rest of your show with examples of that, but I don't think we need to. These are just cases that illustrate that. And they have absolutely no responsibility in this whatsoever yet. And these are rookie cops. One was just on the police force for 2 years. I'm not so sure how long it takes for someone to be completely indoctrinated into becoming one of the bad ones. But there was no reason to believe that he was. In Ramos,
hold that thought.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end of year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. Alfio Lanuto's with us. And Al, I was listening intently to what you were saying. And no one I know wants to see cops murdered. No one I know wants to see we the people murdered. But people I know want their freedoms restored. And it's cops that are seen as some of the people who are standing in the way of those freedoms that we want restored. And the right, for example, the right to travel unimpeded. And people don't want to see ticket contests. They don't want to see ticket quotas. They don't want to see the police driving in better vehicles than 99% of we the people. They don't want to see police riding around with license plate scanners, driving through parking lots, looking for people to ticket. They don't want to see that. They want to see the police out there protecting and serving and smiling and helping people with flat tires and people who are in jams and need a little bit of assistance, who need directions. I don't know anybody who's going to walk up to a cop today and say, listen, I'm kind of lost. Can you help me?
Absolutely not. But because if you're lost, run the other way. Right. You ask him but, for help, and you say, I'm lost. He's going to say, well, where are you going? Why are you going there? Oh, I find you suspicious. Hands behind your back. So, but that wasn't the case years ago. And we've discussed this before, as I was growing up, if you were lost, you were taught correctly, go to a cop. You can't do that today. That's not what we teach. That's not the responsible thing to be teaching our youth here. The irony is, or the second irony is, that this happened in the city of New York, where, at least to the best of my knowledge, the first major city in the United States in which we had started to see a change in attitude among the leadership in addressing this and in trying to, at least within its confines, trying to temper, at least temper, if not reverse, the security state to the extent that he can as a nice, as a city unto itself, within the confines of New York City. And I don't believe one city alone can do it. It needs to be at the national level. It needs to be coming down from above. I believe the security state came from a, came with direct instructions from above. It didn't, certainly was not a bottom up groundswell from that the police officers just took upon themselves. They just know they can get away with it. In fact, they're encouraged to do it. That's why we live in a security state and a militarized society, a militarized police state that we have right now. They gave rise to this. But the problem is that New York City was among the few, and Mayor de Blasio, whether just to appease the public or whether he believes it himself, I have no personal direct knowledge about that, but he was at least sending the signal down as we have to have a change in attitude here. And in fact, during the protest, I have to say that my own family, we had our own ears and eyes on the ground, and we saw firsthand, and we could say that as wrong as many New York City cops had gotten it before, at least during the protest when there was a reaction to this, New York City was getting it right. New York City was, during the protest, allowing protesters to demonstrate, to exercise their freedom of expression. They were not, there might have been some few isolated instances of police abuse, but it was certainly not prevalent. In most cases, by and large, everybody I talked to, including family members, say, look, the police were there. They were not provoking anything. They were not in riot gear. They were not menacing in any way. In fact, in many cases, they were actually even helpful to the protesters. And that's something that I think that it deserves real recognition here. That in the city of New York, this was, you know, what we've been saying, that there needs to be a change, was at least starting to show the seeds of change starting to germinate. And it is really tragic that this happened in the city of New York, because the police leadership is now exploiting this and engaging in demagoguery in the police lobbyists, many of whom have never actually, probably have never actually walked the streets themselves or put themselves in harm's way, either on the streets or by going fishing, which, by the way, is a much, the mortality rate among fishermen is much higher than it is among police officers. Most people lose sight.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once,
Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. Alfio Lanuto's with us. And, you know, if you look at what Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City did, he implemented the exact 180-degree opposite of what the government of Missouri did. We in Missouri escalated. The government brought in tear gas, armored vehicles, weapons of war, shotguns, helicopters, the National Guard, handcuffs, tasers, battle shields, nightclubs, beanbag shotguns. And, you know, there are at least six MRAPs, mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles, right in the Springfield, Missouri area alone. Now, how does that help keep the peace? It only, in my opinion, it only adds fuel to the fire of anger of the people as they see their money, the people's money, stolen from them, in the form of taxes and inflation and used to buy these weapons against those people that the money's been stolen from, we the people. John Reagan, you've been quite quiet during this hour. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's so much going on in this situation. Yes, we've got abuses by the government. In addition to the violence, we've also got the police departments, the IRS, and other agencies going through civil asset forfeiture, taking our assets away as well. But on the flip side here, unfortunately, most of these protesters are not people just fed up with what's going on. They are the leftists, the communists, the socialists, the Muslims that are looking to bring down America. So to redirect this, get control of the message, and get the pro-American people involved is going to be quite a challenge.
Okay. Al Anuto, back to you.
Well, I actually, at least in New York, I don't know necessarily elsewhere with first-hand knowledge except for what's been reported, it wasn't just people who might be considered by some to be to not espouse traditional American values who were protesting. Many in the mainstream were among the protesters. And part of what makes this country great is that even if there were those who are leftists or whatever their political ideology might be, is we have a long-standing tradition that cannot be broken, that they too, or everyone, is allowed to protest and voice their opinion. What's happening here is it is not a matter of political ideology from what I can see on the ground. It's a matter of the we the people saying we're not going to let you wage war on us anymore. And the police are now the foot soldiers really of the state power. That's really what's at issue here, is the power of the state being used by force against we the people. This did not happen in a vacuum just at the local level by local police departments. And the police leadership are now saying that de Blasio has blood on his hands for being someone who had the courage to stand up and say we need to have a change in leadership and a change in attitude as to how we treat the people. And I say there's no blood on Mayor de Blasio's hands. If there's blood on anyone's hands besides the shooter himself, it would be on the poster boys of Pantaleo and Wilson for their crimes against we the people. Pantaleo, Wilson, and company, and all the other cops out there who have been abusing their power at the direction and with impunity from above against we the people. And there has to be clear that more of the same, if they want to resort to that same level of the same type of policing, more of the same can only be expected to lead to more of the same from we the people or from among the public. And rather, there's the use of state power using its police as foot soldiers must change from an attitude of cops gone wild. And it has to return to the adage of protect and serve, that which we grew up with and came to know. I used to trust cops. I don't anymore. And I know many of my colleagues, many lawyers, some who were too afraid to say so publicly, are also of the same mindset. We need to have leadership from above that rather than becoming incendiary and using this and exploiting it to create a greater wedge between the people and the state and the police, rather there needs to be leadership which engenders an environment of mutual respect between the state and the police as its arm, that it's on the ground, between the state and the police and we the people, where the police treat the people as human beings and presume their innocence. And the people, accordingly and concomitantly, then need to also accord the police need to conduct themselves in a manner which commands respect. And respect is earned. It must be earned. And then the people need to respond to that in like manner with the police and accord them that proper respect that the police must, the trust that they must earn back from we, the people, rather than what has been going on recently. I mean, it's going to get to the point that unless the escalation is somehow stopped, and it's not going to happen with all this rhetoric on both sides, the people who are trying to claim ownership of this through calling it a racial issue, like the Sharptons of the world. The one thing I agree with Mayor Giuliani, former Mayor Giuliani, is that this is not a race issue. And I rarely agree with him on anything. And he's a Sharpton, is not a leader who has the interest of the minorities. I couldn't agree with him more. This is not a race issue. It's a crime issue. And it's a crime issue on both sides. The police engaging in criminal conduct and simply be in response to the what happened today, what happened recently was an act of crime. It's not a race issue with the killing of these two police officers, the one in Florida, the other one in Florida. But unless there's real change that comes from above, and unless there's really change that trickles down to the street with the cops on the beat who are patrolling and dealing and interacting with we the people on a daily basis, it's going to be very hard for we the people and the people on the ground to distinguish the good ones from the bad ones, as happened here. And it may get to the point where the good ones are going to have to say, the good cops are going to have to say, we're not going to take anymore. I'm taking off my uniform. It's just become too dangerous to be a police officer. Then what are you going to have left? Then you're going to have left only the bad ones in there. And that's going to be that much more tragic. I say rather than let that happen, let's not, the lives that have been lost, Eric Garner, Officer Ramos, Michael Brown, Officer Louie, let those lives not have been lost in vain. Let this be a wake-up call to both sides in a call to action for change, a change where we the people have our civil liberties and our rights restored to us, where the war against us ceases immediately, and where we the people can then again, once again, trust the police. I think the time for the call to action, the time for change has come. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time.
Al Lanuto, I was listening intently as you said that, and it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And as I was listening, I was thinking about how people have been brainwashed into following orders. And I believe you were talking about the police aren't acting alone. They are individually. They haven't decided this. They've been told. They've been told by those above them and those above them and them and them what they are to do, like the ticket quotas, the ticket contests, and, you know, here's what we're going to target today, and here's what we're going to do, and here's where we're going to go, and those kinds of things. And let's all come home to our families tonight. So, you know, if you're threatened, make sure that you come home tonight, which really means shoot first, in my opinion. Well, I posted on the website, usapreparers.com, a homework assignment for our entire class. And I would like every one of you in class today to do this homework assignment. It requires the internet, and it requires that you go to YouTube, and you click on the link. It's called The Wave. The Wave. And it's a 44-minute video about a true story about a high school class that was indoctrinated as an experiment. And the teacher starts out with a typical class, somewhat unruly, and through discipline and through action and through manipulation, he grabs the minds of his students. And they love it because they're part of something bigger than them. They are part of the wave. Now, you could think of this as, I like the Nazis. You can think of it like what happened in Nazi Germany, how so many people got caught up in it. That's your homework assignment, and you will see how simple it is by a sense of belonging, by a sense of uniform, by a sense of all having the common cause, how this can happen. And you'll be able to see why the police are able to be manipulated so easily, because they're Well, they're brothers. I mean, just ask them. They're all brothers. They're all part of these uniform guys. And they follow the leader. The leader tells them what to do, and they go and do it. That's part of the problem, probably the biggest part of the problem. John Reagan, what are your thoughts?
Well, again, I'm looking at the agenda that's been going on with this administration, and I believe part of what they're trying to do is to nationalize the police force. You know, you've got Homeland Security with billions of rounds of ammunition, and they don't necessarily need to do this by the force route, because we are quickly approaching more and more pain down the financial route. And as food becomes more expensive and more scarce, you're going to get more and more people out there demanding the government do something, and they're going to be willing to give up whatever rights to get that food. And then you add the spy tech and control on top of that. It's a multi-tier problem we're looking at.
There you go. There you go. As scarcity increases, people will demand more protection. Think about corporate America and think about the United States as a corporation. You're probably not going to get what you need. George, we'll come to you right after this break. George in New Hampshire will be joining us.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Why don't you God, you're
take my
when you got
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, many of you know that Joyce Riley has cancer and it's metastasized into her bones. If you pray, please consider adding Joyce Riley to your prayers. There's no meetup tonight. We had our business meetup meeting at the farm yesterday. So our next meetup is December 29th at Jimmy's Egg. Information's on the website. No meetup tonight. Our next meetup is December 29th. Back to our weekly schedule starting December 29th. And I'd like to wish all of you a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you between now and Christmas. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. And please consider sharing that day, Christmas, December 25th, with someone who might otherwise spend Christmas alone. Please consider doing that. George from New Hampshire, you're on with Captain John Reagan and Alfio Lanuto. Welcome.
Hi, Ben. Hi, John. And hi, Mr. Lanuto. I'd like to just say that, you know, your program, I know that you've reinvigorated your community, Ben and John and Mr. Benuto, that honesty and integrity, it's right on the bottom level with the individual. You win it or lose it there. But I think if the police, and I was in law enforcement for a while, if the police had an attitude, how would you like to be treated in an encounter with a police officer if you were a civilian or if you were a prisoner of the police? And I just find, I think a lot of police are suffering from either poor training or post-traumatic stress, because I think they'll see more within a two-week period than most of us will see maybe in a 20-year period. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, and I think we can add to that. I remember going up to a police officer at the scene of a car crash. And I said to him, you know, and this guy was in uniform, and I said, I want to thank you for what you've done. And I said, it's got to be a tough position you're in when you see these car crashes and when you see blood and gore and guts and, you know, and you think about all the ramifications. It's got to be absolutely brutal. I know a man who was my training instructor, who was a former New Jersey cop. And he's a Marine, and he was involved in a shootout. He's actually 13 shootouts, So it's tough. But on the other hand, I really, like you said, I would like to see the police think about our side, too. Like, and as simple as going to Lowe's, the home improvement store, why do they have to treat us like we're all criminals? I mean, we're not all criminals. There's got to be some kind of a balance where the cashier doesn't say, I need to see your receipt. You know, really? Is that the right approach? That's caused me to not go to Lowe's anymore. Because I saw what happened. And I don't like the fact that when I was in Virginia, there was a gauntlet ahead of me, and it was my turn to approach the gauntlet, and the state police guy said to me, license and registration. I said, why? He wanted to yank me out the window of my car. He was furious with me for asking him why. So really, there are those of us who are not criminals, and we don't like being treated as if we are criminals. And really, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with the training. But let's add to that one more component. That would be the stress of the electromagnetic radiation of these boxes that the police are in their vehicles when they are trapped with the computers, the radar guns, and all the other electromagnetic devices and computers in the car itself without the radios, without those high-powered radios, without the cell phones that they're using, without the computers, without the radar. Just the car's computer is subjecting them to an enormous amount of electromagnetic radiation. And if they get out of their cars and walk around and get away from some of it, I think that would be just one small step toward helping them not being so anxious. What are your thoughts? George, don't be a stranger. Thanks so much for calling. John Reagan, thanks for being with us. Alfio Lanuto, thanks for being with us. And to all of USAPrepares.com, friends, family, instructors, students, Merry Christmas. And above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. And we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.